we must stop down for the observation deck brought to you by A1 Air. Here is our dear friend, Ham.
Thank you, Monty. So we have a replay in a bit from the other day. We had 11-year-old audio. But we didn't get to all that audio the other day. Monty was...
Audio from 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Not from when you were 11 years old.
Yes, correct. But it was mentioned, I think this was...
Wednesday,
yeah. Off air or on air? I don't recall. But the great Mark Elfenbein is joining us today, as he did on Wednesday, for DJ Ringenberg, who's battling worms, butt lifts, and COVID.
In that order.
Yes.
Elf mentioned that way back in the day, he himself did play-by-play, which became a classic ticket moment that may have been lost to the annals of time. Maybe it's somewhere in the ENCO. I don't know if we even call it the ENCO anymore. Or
well, you know that. You're the board up.
Oh, yeah. Damn. But Elf rediscovered it. You had this on an old laptop.
Yeah. So when I heard your play-by-play... And then we were talking the other day, and I was like, we all took a tape recorder or whatever it was. You're sitting in the crowd. You're doing your pseudo play-by-play. And years ago at the Reunion Arena, Kevin McCarthy was the PA guy. The Mavericks had a thing, first time ever, if they score so many points, they get free pizza.
Nice.
And they had never done it. And I was at the game with a buddy of mine, Brett Swanger, and we had my cassette recorder. And I wasn't recording the whole game, but as they were scoring a lot of points, I'm like, oh, my God. They might get pizza. And so we started rolling with about 2 minutes left. And it's like, oh, my God, 6 points away from pizza. This is great. 4 points away from pizza. And I let you take a listen to it. Now, Junior Miller hat was his favorite drop forever because there's some cursing going on. And I'm sure
there's a lot of cursing going on.
A lot of cursing.
I don't remember too many play-by-play broadcasts where that can be said.
Well, it was on the Jewish network, okay?
But not often do I remember Coop.
I said it in Yiddish.
Do I remember Coop fighting really hard to get pizza either during the broadcast.
Does every sporting event have a Jewish option available to listen to for play-by-play?
Yeah, remember, there's kosher and non-kosher.
Well, there's SAP for Spanish.
That's right.
For Jewish.
Yiddish.
Anyway,
so the game is going on, and Tyler, I don't know exactly where you have this started, but take a listen. So that didn't make ESPN or anything.
I'm effing A, and then he threw it away. What a D.
What a D.
I'm trying to keep up with the game, and all I hear is one turnover.
But it was Davis to Ellis, and Dale Ellis hit the three.
Yeah.
And then Perkins got the rebound, and I said, blank and blank. And he threw it to Harper, and then he threw it away, and I called him a D.
The dong?
No, yeah. Not a dong. Well, dong, yeah, but.
Oh, man. So anyway, listening to your play-by-play greatness and fun the last couple days, I knew I had found, I have so much stuff from year one here, and I found a company in Utah that can digitize it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had to know, how old was my laptop? 37 years old?
If you told me that, I would not be shocked.
Yeah.
When I heard you had a laptop, it shocked me. Like when I first saw Tyler this morning, he's like, yeah, Ham's helping Elf with his laptop.
He blew dust off it.
His laptop. I was imagining this thing from like the 50s that like they were using to code break.
Because every
in the
time
Korean
we see
War.
Him, he uses the desktop.
Yeah, I don't bring him. I don't. Yeah,
that's why I was very shocked.
Yeah,
or the paper.
But I do need a new one.
You do.
Yes.
Yes. Please.
All right.
One that knows what Wi-Fi is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your computer had a
Have you ever
time
brought this up here to connect to the internet? And he goes, no. And I was like, oh God.
What's internet?
Anyway,
what is in the internet?
Yeah,
is that like the tablet
with the internet?
Yeah, he said he had a tablet. I don't know if he meant stone or if he meant like iPad tablet.
Well, thank you for that audio.
I thought
it was
great.
It also started off very funny, by the way, as it sounded like what we're about to get to—a very amateur audio.
It was.
So you want to play some of this leftover stuff?
Yes. So this was stuff we didn't get to the other day for the 840 bit. You would actually, so what I did was I gave you one game, DJ the other. And so when you called out the other day, I gave the file over to DJ and you guys split up the game because you already cut audio for all this. So you know what this is more than I do.
Yeah. So I'm glad we're playing this now because.
Well, we'll never get to play it again.
Well, just when I heard Wednesday, like I stayed up real late Tuesday night because DJ was like, hey, this is last minute for me. Can you, I'll cut up the first half of the game. You cut up the second half. And I said, okay, you know, I feel bad that I'm having to miss tomorrow. I'll do that for you. So I stayed up like an extra hour.
And he made sure to get to it because you spent all that time.
He did not.
Oh.
So I'm listening to the 840 bit and I'm like, all right, one of the ones I pulled is going to get played any minute. All right. We got one more. All right. He's saving a good one. And he didn't play a single piece of audio that I pulled. I was like, what a waste of time Tuesday night.
You know what? I'm glad he got COVID.
Oh, hey. Okay.
And butt problems.
And butt problems.
I'm going to write that down, COVID.
For Monty's sake.
Butt problems.
So, yeah, a little bit of remaining audio before we get to the replay of the other audio.
Yeah, so I ended up cutting about, I had about 20 minutes of audio to sift through, and I have 18 cuts.
Wow.
So we're obviously not going to get to all of those either. But I'll forgive myself for not playing everything I pulled. So I picked it up, I think, like, kind of in the second quarter here a little bit. And a theme I noticed with you was conflating football and baseball. I think we heard this on Wednesday.
Gets the handoff, hands the ball off to number 6, Larry Hill, as he pushes, and that ball is going to be spotted just shy. Pickup of 1 yard.
Inside the one.
It is now 2-1.
Oh, wow. Two balls and one strike.
Okay.
I was like, wait a minute. Did I just transport to a baseball field?
Just a bit outside.
It is now 2-1. Wow.
What? All right. Is that me, sir?
I'm astonished.
Is that a genuine wow?
Did I just say that?
Was that a broadcaster who could not believe what was taking place in front of him?
It's a broadcaster who's never seen a 2nd-and-1 is what it is.
Wow.
Wow.
Larry Hill tried to drive the Denton Ryan Raider pile. Once again, Bree Strait, the nose tackle, stuffed the ball at the end zone, prevented that from being another Cedar Hill Longhorn touchdown.
So he stuffed the ball with, like, peppers and cheese?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean he stuffed the ball?
He stuffed the run.
The ball carrier, maybe? Not stuff the ball.
I mean, if you stuff the ball carrier, the ball's getting stuffed, too.
I guess you were just shortening ball carrier to the ball.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of time this play-by-play. Bullets are flying.
Here we go. I thought I knew the high school game, but apparently I do not, as there's a lot more time on their play clock than, say, the NFL one.
8:54 on the play clock.
Oh, that's a lot of time to snap the ball.
Whoa, we don't have to snap here. We got time to think this over.
You got 9 minutes to get the ball out.
Go to the bathroom, get some snacks. Yeah, you're going to get concessions and the quarterback's in front of you. You're like, don't you have a play? I got 5 more minutes. Don't worry.
Just hanging out, playing cards.
Gotta get you something to eat. Gotta get you something to drink.
You got 9 minutes to get this next play on.
8:54 on the play clock. Ball is rushed again. Once up the middle.
Number 6, Larry Hill.
What?
And it is another Cedar Hill touchdown. Cedar Hill, for the time being, leads the Denton Ryan Raiders 19-0 here
for the time
in
being.
The second quarter with 8:48 left to go.
I forgot to mention right before that play, you mentioned you had a tongue depressor.
Oh yeah,
in your mouth.
Did you really?
Yeah, I had a thermometer in my mouth too. Yeah.
He's checking
time bling
for strep. You were just fumbling every word in that one. It was awesome.
Yeah, not a lot's changed.
How do you have
to score for the time being, though? That's what I'm trying to... They got the lead for the time being, but hold on a minute.
A lot left in this game. If I recall, it was a pretty back-and-forth game.
Yeah, I like that.
Is my excuse.
No, it was like 22-0.
Oh, damn.
I don't know when I heard it.
They average 8 points a game.
Here is you doing bad
right.
analysis.
One thing the Cedar Hill Longhorns have been doing really well so far this season. They average about 12.8 points in the second quarter, which is very typical for them. So that's how they pour on most of the points. And Denton Ryan will look to try to score some points as they average 8.1 in the second quarter.
I need to fire my research team.
Because if memory serves, you also mentioned that's how much they scored in the entire game.
Yeah. But they averaged it in the second quarter.
But now it's just in the second quarter. And again, you're going about 12.8. No, that sounds exactly like the number. You're not estimating.
Why would I give an exact number for ballpark it?
All right. Here's the next one here. I think you'll like this one.
Ball is snapped in the backfield, and that is a handoff to
28 Maurice Gordon.
To Maurice Gordon,
PA bailout.
It's like, thank you.
If you're scrambling, looking at your little roster, and luckily, PA bailout, man.
And that is a handoff to
28 Maurice Gordon.
To Maurice Gordon, handoff from Mitchell Bridges.
28-yard line.
That is a loss on the play.
Xavier Washington.
Is that ball actually stuffed at the yard of scrimmage?
Again, what am I doing? Stuffed.
That was a loss of 3 yards line. So it's now second and 13.
What am I doing?
8:16 left as Ryan is trying to get back to this game, trailing 20 points in the second quarter.
Yeah, real back and forth there.
Yeah. Am I folding like an origami with the?
I don't know what you're doing.
With my stats,
I don't know if
there.
It's hot. You're fanning yourself.
Woo!
You just can't handle the high school football. Here again, you just have a funny way of phrasing things. Oops.
Mitchell Bridges looking over to the side of the yard line.
To the side
looking
of
over
the yard.
The side yard line. I guess the side yard has its own little game going on.
Mitchell Bridges looking over to the side of the yard line.
Just. You never know what's about to come out of his mouth. Like this.
Ball is a handoff to a Cedric Ware.
Cedric Ware dropped for a loss on
and
the play.
And that is a loss on the play. With the clock rolling at 6:24. That is now 4-6.
Fourth down, 6.
Again, it should be 4th and 6, not 4 and 6.
And it looks like for the first time today, the Cedar Hill Longhorns will bring their punting unit onto the field. With Josh Stewart coming onto the field to punt for the Cedar Hill Longhorns.
I love that, man. If the PA guy wasn't there, we would see so many just
That's
gaps.
What makes it great is you hearing him in the background.
You needed some kind of little filter in there to get that guy out of your broadcast. Because you would sound like a real savant that had done his prep if that guy wasn't up there. If it wasn't for that little meddling PA guy.
I could make
guy.
Up anything, but this guy is setting me straight.
All right, so this cut, you make a really weird noise here, and it sounds like you turn into Stephen Hawking.
In the Cedar Hill territory, which they have not had the luxury of being in today at all.
Again, the tongue depressor, I think, made its way back.
Yeah,
they have not had the luxury of being in today at all.
Like, you're getting gagged. Like, what happens there at the end?
Day at all.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, ham. All right, so again, let's do a little PA thievery here.
Yeah, Brad Sham does not have to deal with this.
God forbid you say what's going on.
Clock just now running under 3 minutes left. Josh Stewart is looking to punt for the Longhorns.
You copy him word for word.
What a give up. You got repeated what he said.
I would have loved for the PA guy to go something like, hot dogs are now $3, three for $3 right now. And you just follow along.
Yeah, you just can't stop.
As you all know. Yeah. You should have just edit yourself out and submitted the play-by-play guy, or the PA guy.
This guy is great. Thing.
Let's crank the PA guy and hear you again.
Josh Stewart is looking to punt for the Longhorns.
Okay, here is, and this one you just kind of talked a little funny. I thought it was funny.
Looking to avoid being knocked out of the UIL playoffs for the second year in a row.
You sound like Tom DeLonge from Blink 182 right here.
Knocked out of the UIL playoffs for the second year in a row.
Knocked out of the UIL playoffs for the second year in a row.
What are you talking like
UIL.
That?
UIL.
Everything they've been trying today on offense has not been working at all. And they're trying to get something going here. Try to score before the game ends in the first half.
By the way, this was
so
like
they could end the game in the first half.
It's possible. This game was like 56 to like 30, I think.
Mercy rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying. They got to get something going before the
Where's
game.
Where's the running
ends
clock?
In the first half.
They're trying to get something going here. Try to score before the game ends in the first half.
Oh my gosh.
Bring back the 8 minute play clock.
Yeah.
All right. Here you try a little comedy, and I think it falls a little flat.
As once again, for their sixth drive, they have failed to do anything with the ball to score any points. So if we take track of turkeys, that's a double turkey right there.
What?
The Longhorns decided to not put anybody back into the backfield, but it looks like they wouldn't have any that need to take it back anyways. That ball from Mark Olasco
to keep track of turkeys
dropped at the 14-yard line and just went out of bounds. So even if the Longhorns wanted to take that ball out, they would have no shot of doing so.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's with the, were you big into bowling at the time?
I might have been. I don't know.
Thanksgiving to do Day anything game with the ball to score any points. So if we take track of turkeys, that's a double turkey right there.
Take track of turkeys.
If we take track of turkeys.
Obviously, I don't know what the hell I'm saying there or now.
All right, last one here. You have a hard time. You said this guy's name correctly earlier.
Yeah, the PA guy is not announcing turkeys.
That's a good point.
But yeah, he could say
that
the
on
name
my stats.
Cedric Ware. And he again, could. You nailed it earlier, but as the second quarter went along, that name just somehow kept escaping your brain and you never said it right again.
And he hands that ball off to his running back to the right of him, who skirts his way and cuts back and forth down the left side of the yard line. Is that ball
on the carry?
By the way, it sounded like you ran out of breath. Were you running stairs while you were doing this game?
That thing has got the ball, and that thing is running down the field.
Down the sideline.
It sounded like he was trying to talk and listen to the PA guy for the name.
That's exactly what he was doing. Help me, help me.
That is a great call.
It cuts back and forth down the left side of the yard line. Is that ball?
Ding.
He's given.
Here we go.
Number.
First down and 10.
Number 28, Kedra Ware.
Kedra
Ware.
You first said Sed, shortened Cedric.
And you had the bailout of the PA guy right there.
I was talking when he was saying it.
Kedra Ware.
That would be a fun experiment if you go to a game and you have to do play-by-play, but you have no stat sheet and you have to listen to only what the play,
oh, that would be
what the announcer says.
Okay, two more here quickly.
That's what this sounds like.
Bad with Cedric.
As they gain 15 yards on the play, first and 10 at the 29-yard line with 20 seconds left in the game. Ball is
half. He means half, by the way. It's the second quarter.
I'm only calling
first
it half.
And 10 at the 29-yard line with 20 seconds left in the game. Ball is handed off again to Kedra Ware as he runs down the right side of the yard line, and he is driven out of bounds at the Denton Ryan 28-yard line with 15 seconds left in the ball game, or in the first half, pardon me. A big pickup of yards right there. They went from their own 20, inside their own 20,
math,
to just inside the Ryan 30-yard line.
I got my calculator here.
Big pickup by Kedra Ware right there.
Kedra Ware again.
It's his brother.
I like Cedric. That you are saying it
you
different
three
every time.
You got three Wares. Kedra, DeKedra, and Sam.
We have Cedric, Kedra, KJ, and now Kedra.
Yes.
It was a crowded backfield. Every time
brother.
He does math, it sounds like he's like actually writing it out and trying to figure it out.
No,
yeah,
I have my calculator out doing
it's
it.
It's not even
he's
that quick.
The 28, yeah. The 30.
You're using your abacus. All right, Lassie, I thought this was a nice little nod to you, Elf, as you had a hard time saying UIL.
With Cedar Hill leading 20-0 here in the UIL quarterfinals at Apogee Stadium. Welcome back to the UIL quarterfinals here.
Oh my god.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back to the UIL.
Man, what foresight.
That is going to be the name of our show for the remainder of today.
That's
it is 6:34. Thank you, Ham. Here on the ticket.